I'm expecting my miracle any day now. I don't know about you all, but mine is coming, and it's coming soon. Praise God. Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for the 29th of March in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I am still recovering from the diabetes don't sugarcoat it presentation that took place this past Sunday in Ida Clark Hall. I missed the discussion from Bertie Merriweather Times, but I did get there in time enough to participate in the fitness class with Renee Boykin, and it was phenomenal. We were paired up with chairs and did our thing, and it was very uplifting. It actually sort of jump-started my week, because on Monday I got up and I walked my dogs, and I live in the Rittenhouse apartment complex on 16th Street, and my goal with my dogs has always been to make it down to the Carter Baron and walk around the track for at least a couple of turns. Well, we got up on Monday and we walked all the way down to the Carter Baron. The dogs, they're little small Shih Tzus. Nobody stopped. Nobody pulled me to let me know I was moving too fast. They hung with me. We got down there. We walked around twice. We walked back home, and it was lovely. So much so that I got up and did it again yesterday, and I met this gentleman that I had seen there on Monday, and he told me on Tuesday he wanted to give me some advice, and I said, sure, what is it? And he told me I needed to quicken up my pace. So I said, thank you so much for that bit of information. I will make sure to do that on my way back home. But while I'm on the Carter Baron grounds, I just want my dogs to enjoy themselves. Well, it turns out that the gentleman has been working out at the Carter Baron for the past 46 years, and he invited me to join him for a boot camp that starts at 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They meet at 5 a.m. at the Carter Baron. And I missed it this morning because I had an opportunity to sing at the Kennedy Center for a memorial service for Mr. K. Fritz. I believe his first name is Calvin. Calvin K. Fritz. He passed. He was 91 years old, and they had this big memorial service at the Kennedy Center, and I had an opportunity to sing with men and women of the gospel. So I'm very grateful for that, and I'm grateful to be here with you this evening. So enough about me. I just want to remind all participants this evening to leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. And I want to remind everyone to please quiet background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we are opening the lines for prayer requests. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Kenneth Brooks, Sr.
Let's pray. Thank you for bringing the First Baptist Church family together this evening for another Wednesday night prayer meeting. Heavenly Father, open our hearts and minds to receive you. Heavenly Father, please let our prayers touch someone on the line tonight. Thank you for showing us your love, grace, and mercy, Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing the First Baptist family. Help us to bless others, Heavenly Father. Let our light shine, Heavenly Father, as we strive to serve you. We praise you, Heavenly Father. P, pray continually. R, read the word daily. A, acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I, invest your faith in the Lord. S, serve and share your faith. E, encourage and love one another every day. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Good afternoon, church. I'll be reading from the Book of Psalms, the New International Version, Psalms 40, verse 1 through 13. The Psalms 40, verses 1 through 13. And it reads, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the skimmy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planted for us. No one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, there would be no many to declare. Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth for the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs on my head, and my heart fails within me. And verse 13 reads, be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his mighty, mighty word. That was Psalms 40, verses 1 through 13. Let us all remember that we are in the holy presence of God. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Bazemore. Trustee Ann Hunter Henry was slated to read the scripture today, but her mother passed on Sunday, so please let us lift her up in prayer today. Deacon Charles S. Fleet will now bless us with a prayer.
Good evening, church. Before I start my prayer, I want to acknowledge all of the IT people and their service to providing us with this, especially on Wednesdays and Sunday mornings at church service. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The Lord heard my cry, and he delivered me. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for your blessing us from this morning's early rising till right now. Thank you for watching over us throughout this day from all harm or danger, for keeping us safe and in your care. Praying, O Lord, for each and every one that is on this line tonight, praying for them and their families and for their loved ones. Thanking you, Lord, for blessing us all and keeping us all, delivering us from all our trials and tribulations throughout this day. Thanking you and giving you all honor and praise, O Lord, for my First Baptist Church family. Pray for those that are sick and shut in, and those that are under the shadow of a believer. Praying a special prayer for your sister Henry Lynn and the passing of her mother. Send your Holy Spirit, O Lord, to comfort them and bless them. And I just say thank you for your blessing us all and keeping us all. In spite of all our trials and tribulations, O Lord, I give you honor and praise and praying that you will continue to bless us throughout this last days of March, and for blessing us again, giving you praise and honor. Thanking you, Lord. Thanking you for all that you have blessed us with. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Reginald Hardman Sr. will lead us in prayer.
Good evening, everyone. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell the way. Eyes are better people and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but examples are always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the ones who live their creeds. For to see a good put in action is what everybody needs. Pray with me, church. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. First and foremost, we want to thank you for being so good to us. We can't say we deserve any of your goodness, but we are so grateful for your grace and your mercy. We're grateful for Jesus Christ and you allow him to be a sacrifice for us, your people. We love you, Lord. We praise and honor you. We lift you up and magnify your name. You're worthy to be praised. And Father, we thank you for this service on each and every Wednesday night. Thank you for the servants that come to make sure we have the facilities to pray, lift you up, and magnify your name. We thank you for the people who think it, who thought that it's not robbery to just come online and listen to others pray and pray with us. We thank you for our inspirational speakers that come this way. Thank you especially this evening for Reverend Peggy Miller. We ask you to bless her, bless the message that she will bring, and bless the words that will flow out of her mouth, over her lips. We thank you for our church, First Baptist Church. We've been around for over a century and a half. We know, Lord, it's only what you will do for and what you have done that allows us to enjoy this longevity. Thank you for each and every person that has walked through our doors. Thank you for the ones that have worked so diligently in helping to keep First Baptist Church doing what it does for people near and far. We praise you, O Lord. There's a lot of things we can praise you for. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for being the sustainer of life. We thank you for the food that's been on our table and the water that we drank. We thank you for everything. Thank you for our family, our loved ones, our husbands, our wives, all the people in our life that have crossed our path, even the ones that have not been so good to us. We thank you, Lord. We know that you said we're supposed to even love our enemies. And Father, we don't have to love what they do, but we love them because they are created by you. We want to say, Father, we lift you up and magnify your name this evening because you've been so very good to us. and there aren't enough words to describe just how good you've been. Thank you for each prayer that was said today. And Lord, I thank you for just being so good to us. You woke us up this morning and blood was running warm in our veins. Our beers didn't become our cooling boards, and you saved us and raised us. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping us, Father. You blessed us in so many ways. You kept us from dangers and seen and unseen, and we're just so grateful. Lord, I want to end this prayer by saying I love you, and we all love you. I say thank you so much again. In Jesus' name, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Reverend Peggy Miller, who is an associate minister of First Baptist Church and the instructor of our Mary and Martha Bible study. Before we move forward, I just want to let you know that if you know of anybody who is experiencing difficulty dialing into the prayer service, share my number with them. My cell phone number is 202-997-7516, and I will try to dial them into the prayer service using the prayer service free conference call platform. So again, my cell number is 202-997-7516.
Strong to what I could not understand. And for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what He'd have me be is who I am. As I've come to see the weaker side of me, my soul, mercy said no, I'm not gonna let you go, I'm not gonna let you slip away, you don't have to be afraid, mercy said no, sin will never take control, life from the cross He built a bridge to set us free. Oh, but deep within the heart, there is still a war that rages and makes the sacrifice so hard to see. As midnight fell on crucifixion day, the light of hope seemed oh so far away.
Good evening, First Baptist, and those of you who are joining us from other churches or just joining us and you haven't joined the churches yet. This is Reverend Peggy Miller, and I do want to thank Deacon Bazemore for inviting me to experience with you tonight on our prayer service. And I want to thank him also for the reading of Psalm 40, verses 1 through 13. And especially want to thank those who provided those powerful, wonderful prayers for us tonight, and for Sister Cynthia Tinsley for calling me about the music that I would like to have played tonight. I didn't know I was going to have that special treat. One thing that happened to me recently is that I heard this song, Mercy Said No, and it absolutely changed. It changed things for me in the way in which I was handling my worship experience and my prayer life. And what happened with me with this song is that it starts out by saying, when I was just a child, I felt the Savior leading. I was given Christ as a child. I didn't grow up in a house where we practiced much faith, praying, but I was sent to church, and I was given Jesus as a child, and to have someone write a song about that. And then it goes on to say that it's whatever it is that God would have me to be, that's who I am now. It's not the person that I designed myself to be. It's not the person that I thought I was going to be. I am the person who God intended for me to be. And the chorus of this song is the one that brought me to tears when I finally listened to the song, because I'm one of those people that I'll listen to a song for a long time, enjoy the sound of it, the beat of it, but I'm not paying close attention to the words sometimes. But the chorus of this song was the one that brought me to tears and began to make me appreciate some of the challenges that I was looking at. The chorus of this song began to make me reflect on what was in front of me, because we're so challenged. You know, there have been quite a few deaths in my circle of friends and associates. Quite a few women have lost their husbands, and these are women that are in their 50s and 60s. These are not senior citizens to speak of. And of course, you know, we have the challenges in our nation, a nation where Congress people want to pass a law calling a gun the national firearm in the midst of babies being murdered while they're just trying to go to school. We are caught up in a nation right now that is particularly mean-spirited and angry in a lot of places. And the chorus of this song, Mercy Said No, I'm never going to let you go. And it goes on to say, you don't have to be afraid. And that's what the scripture in Psalm 40, verses 1 through 13, one of my favorite psalms, talks about. It talks about not having to be afraid. I'm in conversation with a lot of people who are afraid, friends of mine who just, they're afraid to come out of their homes. They're afraid to travel. They're afraid to do simple things, like even go to the mall anymore, just out of the fear that people have lived with. And the pandemic has given us a new type of fear that we live with, that we haven't had to be challenged on all fronts when it came to just stepping outside of the house. But this chorus goes on to say that I don't have to be afraid because mercy said no. And it highlights the fact that sin will never take control. And that's what I have to be mindful of, no matter how complicated my life gets. Sin can never take control if I don't let it. It goes on to talk about life and death face to face. And that for me is a pivotal message. Because life and death does stand face to face. I can choose life in Christ, or I can choose death in man. but I have to be prepared to receive the fact that this life and death is a spiritual life and death, and that I make the decision if I'm going to live. Nobody else can do that for me. And I may not match the people I'm with. I may not be like my family. I may not be like my friends. I may not be like my associates. I may not be like people that I'm engaged with. But if I'm going to live, I am going to have to choose life in Christ, because anything else portends death. And then the chorus goes on to say, darkness tried to steal my heart away. And some of you who heard my sermon about the night that I anticipated and contemplated suicide, and I cried out, Jesus, and everything changed after that. My whole life changed after that. It changed because darkness had tried to steal my heart away, because I wasn't living in Christ. I was living in the world. And then the song goes on to say, thank you, Jesus, because mercy said no. I was afforded mercy because I knew Jesus. And so one of the challenges that we have as a body in Christ is making sure that when we speak Jesus, we're speaking it to the people who are going to need it, even when they don't know that they possibly may need it. And if you look at Psalm 40, verse 9, it says, I proclaim your saving acts. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide my righteousness in my heart, your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness. Help, I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. What David was saying is that his love of God spills out. It spills out. If your love of God does not spill out of you, there are people who don't know that mercy will say no when the darkness tries to steal their heart away. In verse 12, is especially poignant because it says, troubles without number surround me. So, yeah, there's shootings, there's killings, there's the pandemic, there's financial ruin, there's embarrassment, there's humiliation. But if your sin overtakes you, you can't see. I can see now. So when I'm troubled and boxed up and aggravated and agitated and boiling over, I just remember that I can only see Jesus if I want to see. I can only see Jesus if I want to live. I can only be grateful to Jesus for my life. So this song for me, Mercy Said No, had me in tears for days, because it started as a child, worried about life. And now that I'm old and worried about life, I have to remember Jesus, because mercy said no. That sin can never take control. Sorrow, unhappiness, disappointment, loneliness, abandonment, fear can never take control, because I have Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. Thank you, First Baptist.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Reverend Miller, for reminding us that even our clergy are humans and they go through trials and tribulations like everyone else. They have dark moments in their lives and should always be lifted up in prayer. The line will now be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Reverend Miller and her message. Please try to quiet all background noise while the line is unmuted for 20 seconds.
bless you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We needed that one. We needed that word. Thank you. Awesome. What an awesome vessel of God. Anointed vessel of God. We needed that word. Thank you.
Spirit. Know that I'm on the right path because
awesome. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Yes. God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Awesome. Praise God. Restore you back up what you poured into us. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Thank you.
Amen. I started off by just showing how excited I was about this past Sunday's Diabetes Don't Code It presentation that was given by Choose Healthy Life, and it's a part of our health ministry. I just want to highlight the fact that our health ministry is here for us and that they should be applauded, lifted up for bringing and sharing all of this wonderful information with us to keep us healthy so that we could live longer and continue to be a servant and a vessel for God. So I understand that they would like to present this on a regular basis. If you're interested, please reach out to any member of the health ministry. Reach out to Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry, Kitty Cheney, Cheryl Harris, Barbara Stenard, anyone that's a part of the health ministry, and let them know that you would be interested in these types of events taking place after our Sunday service, especially the fitness class. It was just, I can't talk enough about it. It didn't require a lot of equipment. All we needed was a chair. And for some of us, we have flexibility issues, so this was perfect. The pulpit committee will release the vacancy announcement to select our new pastor on Friday, March 31st. The announcement will include a link to the application, which will be open from March 31st to May 31st. The vacancy announcement will be posted on the First Baptist Church website, the National Baptist Convention website, as well as other Baptist Convention websites and organizations. The Pulpit Committee is also working to distribute the announcement to regional divinity schools and local radio stations. Please see the church's website, www.fbcwdc.org, for additional information. We will now proceed with remarks and prayers from Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. Once again, we're here tonight on this Wednesday prayer meeting experience, thanking God, worshiping Him, and praying, reading from His Word, and certainly receiving an awesome inspirational message from our very own Reverend Peggy Miller. Thank you, Reverend Miller, once again for that reminder that in difficult times we have to look toward our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Once again, I also thank you for just sharing your personal story and personal testimony. It helped to be able to share where we have traveled and to be transparent about it. So thank you for that inspirational message on this evening for our AV and IT ministries. I want to thank them once again for just doing what they do, being able to have this experience every Wednesday evening. We're looking forward to this coming week, of course, during this Lenten experience. This coming Sunday is Palm Sunday. Well, first of all, before I even get there, I thank God for last Sunday, for our Officers' Day, for those who are in service, the music ministry, for Reverend Bridgeforth for coming and sharing with us. We had a wonderful, great Sunday, and as has already been said, the health event was amazing. So thank God for our health ministry that continues to give us these things that that we need for our lives, to be able to be flexible, to stretch, and to exercise, and also to have information to make better choices, healthy choices. So we thank God for that. This coming Sunday is Palm Sunday. Amen. It's also Communion Sunday. So 10 o'clock a.m., please make sure you come in person or hit online by conference call. But we'd love to have you invite a family member or a friend. Yours truly, Reverend Young, will be giving the message on Sunday and then administering communion. So we are excited about what God is doing for this Sunday. And as I said before, during this Lenten experience, as we march toward Good Friday, we have a Good Friday service, Friday, April the 7th at 12 noon, and Sunday, April the 9th, 10 o'clock a.m., Easter, and Resurrection Sunday. Allow me to say this. This is important. This is the first Easter back inside of the church building ever since 2020, ever since the pandemic. And so we're going to have an amazing time. We thank you for in advance for coming and sharing with us that day. But please make sure you come out and share with us. And, of course, we will be on virtual as well. Please note the meetings that are coming up. Hopefully everybody has gotten the pastor's letter for the week. All the things that are going on, please make sure you look at those things. From a deacon ministry meeting this coming Saturday, April 1st at 10 o'clock a.m., joint board meeting on Tuesday, April the 4th at 6:30 p.m., and, of course, our church business meeting on Saturday, April the 8th at 9 o'clock a.m., which will be virtual and in person as well. And all those ministries, we have reports, need to have them turned into the office by Wednesday, April the 5th. We are continuing to pray for all those who have lost their loved ones. We're praying for Sister Bessie Best. The homegoing service for her Aunt Janie Brown will be tomorrow at Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church, viewing at 10 o'clock a.m. service at 11. The homegoing service for Sister Layla Moore will be held at First Baptist Church on Monday, April the 3rd, viewing at 10 o'clock a.m. service at 11. Homegoing service for Sister Daisy Mae Gilliam, the mother of our member trustee Ann Hunter Henry, will be Thursday, April the 6th, viewing at 10 and service at 11 o'clock at First Baptist Church. And a homegoing service for Sister Mamie Lee Pender, the sister of our member Brenda Davis, is going to be held this coming Saturday, April 1st, at Atkins Memorial Tabernacle, and that is in Sims, North Carolina. So once again, please pray for all those who've lost their loved ones, all those who are sick and sent in. Make sure that you send cards, call, but certainly pray for them. We're now going to open the lines for 20 seconds. Please submit your prayer request unto God, because He is the one that can answer your prayers. The lines will now be open.
I just give you thanks and praise and say thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pray for our nation.
Pray for all my friends.
Gracious God, we thank you once again for the blessing of another day. Thank you, Lord, for just your grace, for your beauty, for your love. Thank you, God, for your redemption. Thank you, Lord, because as we woke up this morning, we realized that we were not worthy, but it was only because of the blood of Jesus Christ that is covering us and his righteousness that we're able to even approach your throne of grace to find help in our time of need. So we thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you because, yes, we need you. And so we do say thank you. I heard it once said. We've heard it said. So we ask you for anything. We want to thank you for everything, even the burdens, Lord God, that we go through in life, the things that we see, even as we have been reminded this evening, all the evil that we feel, we sense, we see in the world, God, we still trust in you. We still thank you. We worship you. And so we lift up, Lord God, our church family. We lift up every member of First Baptist Church one by one name by name, household by household, all those that are connected with every member, Lord God, every family. We pray, Lord God, for our church to be able to sustain in times like this. We've heard it, Lord God. We thank you because we know that, Lord, that you will send a shepherd of your choosing, Lord God, to First Baptist Church. So thank you for all those that are working to hear your voice. Thank you for all those that are putting things in place. Thank you, Lord God, for the announcement that will go out. And thank you, God, because we know that you do all things well. So, God, we thank you even for this process, Lord. Bless the members, Lord God, the entire church through this process. Thank you, Lord God. We lift up the church, Lord God, from every ministry, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that you would give First Baptist strength in times like this to continue to minister and show itself strong, Lord God, to the world that we believe in you. We trust in you, and you are our God. So through you, we can do all things. We pray, Lord God, for our nation. We pray, God, for all the things that are going on that we see. Lord, we know that there are people in place, presidents, Congress members, senators, all these things. But once again, you're still in control. So, God, I pray that these women and men would be able, Lord God, to, even though they may not know it, but, God, you would cause something, Lord God, to stir in their hearts and their minds so that the evilness that we see in our society will be dealt with. And, God, we pray that we would continue to pray unto you to be able to do what you have called us to do, to lift up your kingdom, Lord God, and seek justice in an unjust world, in an unjust system, in an unjust government, in an unjust time, Lord, where there are so many things happening that are against the people, Lord. We pray, God, that you would give us what we stand in need of, to stand on your righteousness and not allow individuals to get away with things that aren't right. So, God, give us what we stand in need of. We thank you, God, for that ideology. We thank you, God, for the psychology. We thank you, God, for all the things you're going to do, Lord God, to be able to that allow us to lift up our voices unto you and trust and believe and make change, Lord God. Pray. We thank you for every person that's lifted up their voice tonight. Touch them in a mighty way, Lord, that they would feel better about, Lord, giving their prayer request unto you because you have heard it and you will answer. So we thank you for all that you do. We thank you for who you are. Continue to keep us, especially during this Lent season, where we remember what you did on that cross, Lord Jesus. And we also understand that, Lord, all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. So we repent, God. We turn around and we focus on you. We focus on you. We seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all other things will be added, Lord God. Because if you clothe the lilies of the field, if you clothe the sparrows, if you mind them, how much more will you mind your children? So, God, we thank you. We magnify, we lift you up. We pray for our Pastor Meredith, continue to keep and bless Pastor Tucker, Lord God, and his family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for his wisdom and sharing. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for the leadership of the church. Thank you, God. We just thank you and give you glory. We trust you in everything. Thank you, Lord. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now, henceforth, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.